Well, we had a big slump in big cap tech today. Two stories here. One, Apple. The second is Tesla. Let's take a closer look now with Dan Ives, Managing Director, also Senior Equity Analyst at Wedbush Securities, joining from here in New York City. Dan, always a pleasure. So we got two topics, and I want to begin with the Apple story because we were told that the company has essentially told suppliers in Asia to make fewer components on some products because of weaker demand. How do you read this? What is it really saying about what Apple is up to these days?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think Apple is seeing storm clouds form, and I think it's what we're seeing across big tech. And ultimately, they're now starting to sort of pull back some of those orders to Asia suppliers. I think it is more around iPad, Mac, and some of the other hardware. But I think clearly Cupertino and Cook are a little nervous coming into the next year, and they don't want inventory issues. Ironically, the supply chain issues have really hurt them on iPhone, especially in this past holiday quarter.
So let's dig a little deeper into that. I mean, is the risk they see as simple as, oh, there's going to be a recession. We're going to see it in the U.S. and Europe. And, China looks like it may be bouncing back, but it's struggling here at the beginning. Or is it more long run? Like, maybe demand is shifting. Is we're finally going to see an era where people do not have to buy new Apple gadgets every time they come out?
Yeah, I do think it's more near term. I think Apple is preparing for a recession. I mean, at the end of the day, and that's, we're seeing that across big tech, whether it's Microsoft, you look at Google, you look at Amazon and others. I do think for Apple, they're in a what I'll call more a position of strength because demand is much more resilient than really any other big tech player out there. So demand continues to outstrip supply, at least right now on iPhones, but they don't want to be late to the game. The last thing they could do is cut too late. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to get ahead of it, going into what clearly is a very uncertain 2023. And Apple, is ready to sort of navigate this Category 5 storm.
So the stock down 3.7% here in New York, market value breaking below $2 trillion. Let's talk Tesla next, Danny, because the company, we were talking about this in the program last night, delivering fewer vehicles than expected in Q4, despite offering some big incentives, not only here in the States, but I think that incentive program is now rolling out in China as well. What's the story on Tesla here?
Well, I think the story for Tesla is after a Cinderella ride, where they really were the only game in town in terms of electric vehicle, you're seeing demand soften, and specifically in China. China's the hearts and lungs of the Tesla growth story, and I think that's really what hurt them this quarter. And now competition's coming from all angles. You have a macro slowing, and that I think really for the first time, you are starting to see Musk needing to navigate Tesla through a storm with their back against the wall. Ironically, the Twitter fiasco, that continues to really be, what I'll call is a black eye for Musk and Tesla, and that's been overhanging the stock.
Just have to ask, is Elon Musk, is he doing the right thing by, first of all, saying, hey, should I step down as CEO, and now saying he's actively seeking one? And who should he get? What kind of person?
Well, I think, first of all, this has to happen sooner rather than later, and it can't just be a figurehead yes person. There's clearly a top tier list, from Sandberg, as well as others with what I'll call Facebook, Google lineage. But who knows if he gets that individual. I think for Musk, he needs to separate himself because ever since he bought Twitter, it's been a fiasco, a train wreck. At the same time that Tesla is going through demand challenges. And right now, Tesla needs a leader, not one that has three children, where ultimately, in the eyes of the street, he's spending a lot more time with Twitter than Tesla.
Dan, very quickly, at about 30 seconds, is there a lot more risk of further downside in Tesla stock? Let's put the Musk selling aside, just on the basis of what's happening fundamentally with the company.
Look, I think it's gotten oversold. And ultimately, if they rip the Band-Aid off, give conservative 2023 numbers, and Musk stops using Tesla as his personal ATM machine, then I believe Tesla's bottomed out here. I think that, and ultimately, must start the fire. He's the only one that could extinguish it.
Talk about a fire today. Shares were down 12%. Dan, thanks for being with us. Dan Ives, Managing Director, Equity Analyst at Wedbush Securities, joining us here on Daybreak Asia.